Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Transgender girls would be barred from participating on high school girls' athletic teams in Alaska under a proposal being considered Wednesday by the State Board of Education. Opponents of the proposal call it discriminatory and unconstitutional and say it likely will lead to litigation. Supporters, including Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy, say it is needed to ensure fairness in girls' sports. The board could adopt or make changes to the proposed rule, postpone action, or decide not to move forward with it, Acting State Education Commissioner Heidi Teschner said. At least 22 states have laws that prevent transgender girls from playing on girls' teams in K-12 schools. Alaska's proposal isn't tied to enacted legislation. Similar proposals in recent years have died in state legislature or have failed to gain traction. At least one school district, the Matanuska-Susitna Borough District, last year adopted a policy that restricts transgender girls from competing on girls' sports teams. The district is in a part of the state known as socially conservative and where Dunleavy lives. The Board of Education earlier this year passed a resolution calling on the Department of Education and Early Development to develop rules that prioritize competitive fairness and safety on the playing field while allowing all students to participate in activities. The resolution called for rules creating a girls' division limited to participation based on sex assigned at birth, a division for athletes who identify with either sex or gender, and an appeals process. But the rule up for consideration is briefer, stating that if a high school has a team for girls, participation shall be limited to females who were assigned female at birth. Mike Garvey, advocacy director with the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska, said officials have not explained why the proposed rule differs from what the board described in its resolution. But he said both approaches are problematic and raise privacy and due process concerns. This is not about fairness in sports to us, he said. This is about a broader social movement to deny the existence of transgender people and to create an environment where it's hard for transgender people to exist alongside their peers in everyday life. Billy Strickland said by email Monday that he knows of one transgender athlete who has competed in state sports during his roughly 10-year tenure as executive director of the Alaska School Activities Association, though he said the association does not track the number. An unfunded proposal by Anchorage's mayor to pay for plane tickets to warmer climates for homeless people who would otherwise be forced to winter outside in the bitter cold has caused a stir in Alaska's biggest city. Last year, 8 people, a record for the city, died of exposure in Anchorage, and the closure of the Sullivan Arena earlier this year that had served as a makeshift city shelter is sure to exacerbate this crisis. When people approach us and want to go to someplace warm, or they want to go to some town where they have family or friends that can take care of them, if they choose to go there, we'll support that, Mayor Dave Bronson said at a Tuesday news conference. If the program moves forward, people can choose to relocate to the lower 48 or somewhere else in Alaska where it might be warmer or where they have relatives. With the pandemic, officials configured the roughly 6,000-seat Sullivan Arena to be a mass care facility. It has served more than 500 homeless people in the winters until city officials decided to return it to its original purpose, hosting concerts and hockey games. While some smaller shelters have opened, there is no large care facility in the city and homeless services are limited. 9 other smaller shelters provide 614 beds for the homeless. Bronson's sudden proclamation comes at a time of political tension over the homelessness crisis between the Republican mayor and the liberal-leaning Anchorage Assembly. Bronson, in 2021, had proposed building a shelter and navigation center on the city's east side, but the Anchorage Assembly whittled the capacity to only 150 beds. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories for Thursday. This is KSRM News.